if you were to hire someone to do my job, I'll be darned if it isn't hard to find somebody.
And that's one of the biggest problems for us today in agriculture. The model of passing the farm down through the family is getting to be a scarce thing.
To be honest, I'm about average age for farmers in Delta. And I know so many neighbors, and I don't have any kids, but lots of my neighbors do have kids, but they're not farmers. And farmers' kids are bright, capable people. They shouldn't be restricted to any one trade. They have options. Lots of them grow up to be mechanics or school teachers or doctors or lawyers or whatever. Everything's available.
Land prices keep first-generation farmers out of the business. Farmers don't get pensions. If an old farmer were to sell his land, this money would serve as old-age security. This would be too high a price for new farmers to buy or even to lease. All because...
everybody expects us to produce food cheap and safe and healthy, and they don't want to pay anything for it. It's the darndest thing.
But Jack genuinely loves his life as a farmer, working hard and living comfortably enough. He's proud of what he does and has no intention of quitting anytime soon.
I'm working away. As long as I'm healthy, I'm going to keep doing it. And I don't know what my future is, but it's kind of fun to just keep going. You know, springtime's neat. You start seeing the ground dry up and the day's getting longer and things start looking like you could grow things. You get a new crop of calves, and throughout the summer, you're monitoring your crop and you're preparing for harvest. And harvest is a busy time. And then you've got stuff in the barn. Hopefully you succeeded in getting your crop in the barn. And the weather kind of changes. It's kind of a sign that you've got through another season. I look forward to seeing changes, and that's the way it is. I think that's the way life was meant to be.
It seems that farming is really more than a job, something you become fully immersed in.
When I hang out with people who aren't in the farming circle, like, just how weird my life is, and that it's like, oh right, there's a world outside of farming.
Food and the means by which we obtain our sustenance is really about life itself. Agriculture is a primal manifestation of what we think it is to be human. It's about how we live. And, you know, how we live, how we tread on earth ought to consume all of us every day, every waking moment.
It's a whole lifestyle thing. You can't, you know, to say, what do you like about being a farmer? It's like, what's the meaning of life? You could write books on it and still never get the answer right.
Changes in the air. New ways of thinking are coming. Or maybe they're old ways of thinking that are being remembered. But there is a new generation of farmers forming.
I think there's a weird farming virus that's happening because there's all sorts of people jumping into it.
I think that most of the folks that are involved in this new emerging agriculture have a much greater sense of their place on earth and in relationship to the rest of creation. They're not here to exploit the earth. They're here to nurture it. I think that you just have to know in your heart that farming and a life close to the earth, close to Gaia, intimate with Mother Earth, is a noble, fulfilling way of life.
The more stories I hear, the more I want to be a farmer. The more I hear about people working to do good, the more I want to join them. Despite the barriers, how will I find land? How will I support myself? I think I've got the gumption to work around them. I can't see a more satisfying way to live. So when I grow up, I want to be a farmer.
Thank you. You have been listening to stories produced by students in LFS 400, an audio storytelling class in the UBC Faculty of Land and Food Systems. To hear these stories and many others, go to soundcloud.com/LFSLC. Thanks for listening.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Astail.
The summer's heat, the splits in clouds you'd always show that there'd be fire underneath, a mistress, our bodies till the dust, lady. East, scale the sun drift.
Everybody, y'all are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Karina, and you guys are all in for a hell of a good time.
Okay. Hello, friend. So please, tell me your name, your faculty, and your favorite food to eat really late at night when no one's watching.
My name is Claire Forbe. I'm in Sauter, and my favorite food, Skittles.
Okay, love it. So tell me about your club.
So I'm in UBC Imprint, which is a Sauter-based club. It's basically a conference that we put on at the end of the year, and it's to educate students on branding, both personal and corporate.
All right, so how did you get involved in Imprint?
I actually had a friend, Manveer, who was VP of internal last year, and she encouraged me to get involved as VP external for this year.
And how did Imprint come about? Like, when did it start? How, who, what, where, when, why? Give me the deets, girl.
I'm not really certain, but I know it's, they basically kind of completely rebranded it in the last couple years. It used to be more of a kind of like, I think it was more of like a fashion kind of based club, but they've rebranded it. I know. But it's been around for a while, but they kind of like just rebranded it in the last few years. I think it's going to be its third year.
Awesome. And what kind of people show up? Are there keynote speakers and stuff like
that? Yeah, we have a opening keynote and a closing keynote speaker, and then throughout the workshop, throughout the conference, we have a bunch of workshop speakers in between. So we have like three rounds of workshops, and there's about four speakers, so all kinds of speakers. We get people from all faculties and business delegates. It's fun.
Cool. So tell me about you. Like, what's your specific position?
My specific position, I'm VP external this year, so I'm basically in charge of getting the workshop speakers, the keynote speakers, and the delegates to show up for the conference. Put on a good show.
And who have you gotten so far?
We are still kind of looking around, but we have some pretty, we're looking at getting people from, right now, Mountain Equipment Co-op is looking pretty good, and Holt Renfrew, The Bay, like Tesla, just kind of fun companies that are specializing in branding.
Oh my god, that actually sounds really cool. Holt Renfrew?
Yeah.
Like, hook me up. I love Holt Renfrew.
I know. No, they'll look into it. But no, it's sweet. We're actually going to get some pretty awesome people this year, so you should come check it out.
Cool. And what do you think are the next steps? Like, where is it going to go in the future?
Where is Imprint going to go in the future?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. I think we're growing at such a crazy rate right now. I think like the next step is just to keep growing, get bigger, and see what kind of names we can get to show up to the conference.
So basically, you just told me politely that world domination is your next step.
Yeah, basically, get Obama next year. You know?
Okay, cool. So, would you rather have unicorns or mermaids? Be real.
Oh, mermaids. I am a big believer in mermaids. Because, I don't know, they're just so cool.
I totally agree. And this question says a lot about your character.
Yeah, so obviously I mermaids.
And are you a cat or dog person? And why?
Kind of a little bit of both. I'm going to say dog person, though. They're more fun.
What kind of dog?
I really like corgis because they're just like regular dogs with really short legs. It's really awesome. Yeah.
Cute. And final question. You, Claire Pourbet and Sauter, who likes to eat Skittles late at night, what is your biggest goal to accomplish before you graduate from UBC?
My biggest goal? I'm going to do something really general. Probably just have fun while I'm here. It'd be my biggest thing. I want to be able to travel in the summer, get a good job, meet fun friends, just kind of get more of the social aspect out of university while I can.
Awesome. We'll jump in the fountain together later. Thanks
Love
so much,
that.
Claire.
All right, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is 8:18 a.m., and I thought today we'd talk a little bit about business, because I am in business school, and what you just heard was an interview with Claire Pourbet, the external coordinator of the Sauter School of Business's Imprint Conference. I'm also today going to be talking about general news, things I like, and more interviews with Sauter clubs to come. Next up, we have an interview with Emma, who is the logistical coordinator of the Commerce Community Program.
Hello, friend. So, please tell everyone your name, what faculty you're in, and what is your go-to guilty pleasure reality TV show that you watch in the middle of the night that nobody knows about.
All right, well, my name's Emma Seaback. I'm in the Faculty of Commerce at UBC. As far as my guilty pleasure TV show, I must say I love The Mindy Project.
What about reality TV show?
Reality TV. Jersey Shore was definitely a thing for me back in the day, I must admit.
Trashy. Love it.
Yeah.
So, you are a part of the Commerce Community Program, is that right?
Yes, I am.
So tell me about your club. What do you guys do?
So, we're a student group in the Commerce Undergrad Society, and we strive to promote social responsibility as well as training future business leaders within the Faculty of Commerce by instilling these values through various projects, events, and involvement opportunities throughout the year.
That's awesome. So what kind of events do you guys put on?
We basically raise money for local and national charities. Like, for instance, this month in November, we've been raising money for Movember, as well as doing Operation Christmas Child through Samaritan's Purse, which sends shoeboxes full of toys and school supplies off to kids around the world.
That's awesome. And is it true that you guys are the ones who do the 5 Days for the Homeless event every year?
Yes, we do that.
And are you going to get involved this year?
I think I'll try. Might try and tough it out outside for 5 days. We'll
Good see. For you.
Yeah.
So, Emma, how did you get involved?
I actually saw that the club was hiring on the CUS website and thought I would try out for a spot. I just like how they mix a little bit of philanthropy in with your everyday business life.
Fun times. And you have two roles, is that right?
Yes, I'm part of the Urban Dash event under CCP, as well as the Logistics and Operations Manager for Student Engagement in CCP.
Whoa, sounds pretty fancy. And what is Urban Dash?
So the Urban Dash kind of mimics the Amazing Race. It's going to be in March this year. We're thinking the 21st. And basically, teams of people go out all around Vancouver and do little challenges and things to raise money for. This year, it's going to be for Project Paraguay. So.
Cool. And if I want to sign up, when is Urban Dash happening?
So we're right now, tentatively, we're thinking it's Saturday, the 21st of March. And there'll be more information on how to sign up on that posted on the CCP-COS website.
Awesome. So are you a cat or a dog person, and why?
I must say I'm a dog person, but that does not mean I don't like cats.
Can't have that discrimination now, can we?
Right, no.
And what do you think are the next steps for the CCP? Where do you think it's going to end up in a couple of years, or even at the end of this year?
I think it's just going to keep growing. It's one of those things people like to get involved with because it's selfless and it's a good feeling to help people out. So I think more people want to get involved and we'll just raise more and more money for some great charities.
Okay. And would you rather live in Narnia or Hogwarts?
Gosh, definitely Hogwarts, just because it's a classic, kid's tale. It was my favorite books when I was growing up, and I'm still waiting for my letter.
Oh, that's so cute. Mermaids or unicorns?
Oh, shoot. Unicorns. I think mermaids are supposed to be evil in, literature, usually.
That's true. Can't have any evil fish swimming around. And Emma, last question, and it's going to be about you. So what is your biggest goal that you want to accomplish before you graduate from UBC?
Before I graduate, I want to have done something that people, even first years coming in, will, know who I am because I've done something that really has impacted and, changed Sauder for the better. So hopefully I'll be a good role model for someone.
So you're telling me you want to skinny dip in the fountain in broad daylight.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can come.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us, Emma, and I hope everything with CCP goes great this year.
Thank you very much.
So you heard it here, folks. If you want to get involved in the community, trying to be an ethical business person, stuff like that, philanthropy, the Commerce Community Program is your place to be. So I thought today I'd look at the news because I'm trying this thing where I actually read the news, trying to grow up, learn about the world. And two specific headlines that popped out at me was, my goodness, how could I forget, guys? Today is Cyber Monday. Don't stop your cars just yet. You have all day to get on your computers and shop, shop, shop. And the headline reads, Cyber Monday shoppers might scrutinize deals. Because this year, almost 127 million people plan to shop online, which is 4.5 million fewer than planned to participate last year. Shocker. What will capitalism ever do with this drastic fall in numbers? Who knows? But I'm thinking I might do a little online shopping today. Definitely better than getting trampled on Black Friday. Am I right? Am I right? It was a busy weekend in Vancouver in the malls and the Grey Cup. Whew. Another headline that stood out at me was, who remembers Susan Boyle? You know who I'm talking about. X Factor, she wowed the entire world with her beautiful rendition of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis and brought Simon Cowell to tears. Well, Susan Boyle is having her first boyfriend at the age of 53. Love really does come in any time in your life, ladies and gentlemen. Take it from Susan Boyle. And next, we're going to have an interview with Scott, who is a part of the Best Buddies program at UBC.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
So, hey, friend, please tell all of our readers your name, your faculty, and your guilty pleasure reality show.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. My name's Scott. I'm a second year in Sauder, studying a combined major in business and computer science. My guilty reality TV show, it's probably Dance Moms.
I love it.
Completely.
Which one's better, Dance Moms or the one about toddlers and tiaras?
I can relate a lot to Honey Boo Boo, so I don't know. I'd move over to Toddlers and Tiaras if you had to like put those two side by side.
We're going to get along.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you're here to talk to us about Best Buddies today.
Yes.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about your club?
Sure. So, Best Buddies is an international organization that works with individuals who have mental and physical disabilities. And so we run a Best Buddies chapter here at UBC. And so basically what it does, it'll pair a university student up with an individual who has an intellectual or developmental disability, and we work to create one-to-one inclusive friendships. So, you know, we go to movies, we go to different, like, you know, I go for breakfast with my buddy, and we just overall work to promote inclusion within our school community.
That's awesome. And is your buddy younger than you, or do they go to UBC? No, they're younger?
Usually they will either be the same age as you or a little bit older.
Okay.
And the buddies typically don't go to UBC. Some of them go to community colleges or in, like, work-study programs.
That's awesome. And how did you personally get involved?
Yeah, I've been involved with Best Buddies for 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
So I did it in high school and then continued doing it in university because it was just such a fantastic experience. I got involved because in my grade school there was a volunteer program to work with the individuals who had intellectual and developmental disabilities. And then in high school there was nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw Best Buddies as an awesome opportunity to start that and to make my school more inclusive.
Okay, and do you want to tell us a little bit about your buddy here at UBC?
Yeah, my buddy's name is Malcolm. He's awesome. So I was paired with him in first year, and now I'm also paired with him again. We hang out, like, every couple of weeks. He's very opinionated. He knows all of the news that's going on in Vancouver and, like, shuns me because I don't. It's very funny.
I know absolutely nothing.
You know, occasionally I have to Google Vancouver news just to see what's going on. So we have really great discussions like that. We go to movies a lot. We go to breakfast. We like to explore, like, different cute little, like, breakfast places and kits. It's probably my favorite thing that we do together. But no, he's just a great guy.
And if, say, I wanted to get involved with Best Buddies, how would I do that?
Oh, that's a great question. So